Hello, and welcome to the REC Podcast, the bite-sized show that brings the latest news from the Retail Energy Code straight to your ears. I'm your host, Paul Rock, the Head of Communications within the Code Manager team. Today, I'm joined by Holly Law, the Code Release Manager, as we explore the change proposals about to be implemented in the REC release schedule for the 23rd of February, 2024. Thanks for joining me today, Holly. Please tell me all about what's going into REC version 3.8.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me back again. We have four change proposals going into the February release, and the first one is R0103, and that's the central provision of DCC technical contacts for requesting test certificates. So the switching operator carries out system testing, including maintenance and emergency testing within the Central Switching Service, or CSS. And this needs to be done within a test environment, and that requires security certificates. Security testing certificates expire, which means that there is currently not enough available for connecting to the test environment. So this change will allow the switching operator to nominate technical contacts for requesting certificates for all CSS users so that certificates can be requested for simulators within the test environment. CSS users would continue to be able to nominate and remove their own technical contacts as they can today and can see all technical contacts listed on the switching portal. Parties impacted by this change are the switching operator, CSS users and switching data service providers, and Schedule 25, the Central Switching Service, is also being amended to reflect this change.
Okay, thanks, Holly. An important change there for the effective operation of the Central Switching Service. What's next on the list for the February release?
So that would be R0071, which is DCC access to the Electricity Inquiry Service and the Gas Inquiry Service. So as the switching operator, the central switching service provider is required to provide a service desk to facilitate the resolution of switching data queries. Data accessible on the inquiry services would allow the service desk to resolve those tickets at point of contact and reduce the need to refer to third parties. This would result in efficiencies within the switching service desk as tickets can be resolved faster, providing the switching operator the ability to resolve consumer issues a lot quicker. The only parties impacted by this change are the switching operator and the gas and electricity inquiry service providers. REC products impacted by this change are gas and electricity data access matrices and the data access matrix appendix 1. That's a new category 3 document which was introduced as part of R0118 at the last release. This change will be a phased implementation, so the EES access will be implemented on the 23rd of February and GES on the 24th of February. This is the last data access request that will go through this change process, as there was a new process for data access requests implemented in the December release through R0118. You can find out more about that on the portal or through the last webinar or podcast for the December release.
Thanks, Holly. Any change which results in faster resolution of consumer impacting issues sounds like a positive change to me. What's the next change proposal you want to talk us through today?
The third change proposal forming this release is R0093, uplift to CSS maximum demand volumes during MHHS migration period. So as part of the market-wide half-hourly switching programme, or the MHHS programme, around 31 million MPANs will be migrated from the existing settlement agreements to those under the MHHS target operating model. This will create a significantly increased volume of messages to and from the central switching service during the MHHS migration period, whether for switches or changes to supplier agents. The CSS service definition does not currently require the switching operator to be capable of processing this significantly increased volume of messages. So this change proposal will make the necessary updates to the REC, primarily to the CSS service definition, to ensure that the switching operator is appropriately prepared for the increase in message volumes that will be created during the MHHS program migration period. Parties impacted are the switching operator and CSS users. The CSS service definition is being updated, and Schedule 1 interpretations and definitions is also being updated to include some new defined terms relating to MHHS migration.
Thanks, Holly. The MHHS programme continues to move at pace, with the REC one of the central cogs in ensuring its success. You should have one more change proposal on your list for this release.
That's right, and that's R0156, updates to the CSS message business data validation rules and the physical interface design specification. So there is a risk that without transparency of the physical interface design specification or the FID document and changes to it, parties may use an outdated version and encounter errors within their systems. So this proposal aims to bring the FID into the REC as a Category 3 document, as well as providing updates to the CSS message business data validation rules, aligning both documents with current CSS functionality.
Great, and that's the lot for this February release.
That's right, that's the four change proposals to be included in the release. All of the individual change proposals can be found on the REC portal, and a summary of the changes and their impacts are included in the release plan, and that can be found in the release section of the portal. We also hosted a drop-in session on the 7th of February, and the slides and the recording are also available on the portal release pages. We're always looking for ways to improve, and I'd love to hear from anyone on what they'd like to see as part of future releases. So just drop me an email at holly.law@recmanager.co.uk.
Before we wrap up today's podcast, Holly, when do you think we might hear from you again? What's the next release on the horizon?
We have an extraordinary release after this one on the 28th of March, which introduces the changes supporting the prepayment meter levelization. There have already been two drop-in sessions hosted by Reco on this, and we'll be hosting a third event on the 14th of March. So please do come along to that. You can find a registration link on the REC portal events page.
Great, Holly. Well, thanks again. That's all we have time for on today's podcast on the February code release. I hope you've enjoyed listening. All feedback on the podcast is welcomed, including ideas for any topics you'd like to hear us cover in future. But for now, goodbye, and I'll speak to you on the next one.